And Matt Bevan is back to tell us what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. We are, now into day three of yet another debate about whether Donald Trump is racist. The latest debate, as we've been discussing since the beginning of this week, is whether his tweet storm telling four progressive congressmen from minority ethnic backgrounds to go back where they came from is racist. The four congresswomen had been extremely critical of the Trump administration's immigration policies, and he said that they should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. Then come back and show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. Now, as has been pointed out multiple times, these congresswomen, three of the four of them, were born in America. The fourth has been an American citizen since she was a teenager. Now, I've lost count of the number of times America has had a debate about whether Donald Trump is racist. It's been going since long before he became president, including about 8 years ago when he became the figurehead of a conspiracy theory claiming that President Obama wasn't really born in America.
I'm starting to wonder myself whether or not he was born in this country.
So I have people that actually have been studying it and they cannot believe what they're finding.
He gave a birth certificate. Whether or not that was a real certificate, because a lot of people question it, I certainly question it.
It took until 2016 for him finally to admit that
Barack Obama was born in the United States, period.
Although he never apologized and never said he was wrong. That was followed by the case of Judge Curiel. In 2016, one of Donald Trump's failed businesses, Trump University, had been taken to court by former students claiming that it was a fraudulent school. The judge assigned to the case was Gonzalo P. Curiel, an American born in America to Mexican citizens who moved to America years before he was born and then became American citizens. Donald Trump said because of Judge Curiel's heritage, he was incapable of being impartial in his case.
This judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall. I am going to do very well with the Hispanics, the Mexicans.
So everybody. No Mexican judge could ever be involved in a case that involves you?
He's a member of a society where, you know, very pro-Mexico, and that's fine. It's all fine.
But except I think, that you're calling into question his heritage.
I think he should recuse himself.
But he's American.
He's of Mexican heritage, and he's very proud of it, as I am where I come from.
But he's
my
an
parents.
American. You keep talking about
Jake.
It's a conflict of interest because of Mexico.
Are you ready? He's giving me horrible
rulings.
But
I don't care if you criticize him. That's fine. You can criticize every decision. What I'm saying is, if you invoke his race as a reason why he can't do his job...
I think that's why he's doing it.
But is it?
I think that's why he's doing it.
If you are saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism?
No, I don't think so at all.
No?
No. He's proud of his heritage. I respect him for
that. But you're saying he can't do his job because of it?
Look, he's proud of his heritage, okay? I'm building a wall.
That was 3 years ago in an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper. So that was the middle of 2016. The reason I've played that to you now is it was kind of a moment of demarcation. People formed a view about whether Donald Trump is racist in that moment, and they haven't really wavered from that since then. In the last few days, the people who took his side then in 2016 have kind of taken his side here as well, like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, the president's not a racist. The president's not a racist. And I think the tone of all of this is not good for the country.
And on the other side, Democrats and many left-leaning commentators have said outright that the tweets he sent this weekend are racist. CNN ran a news article yesterday with the headline, quote, "Trump denies racist tweets were racist," end quote. Many commentators say that these tweets that he sent over the weekend prove that the president himself is racist, not just that he is a person who says racist things. But as I say, most people commenting now formed a view years ago, except for one notable exception. A Republican lawyer and fierce critic of the president named George Conway, who has penned an article in the Washington Post which said that as a close observer of the president, he had not decided that the president was a racist. He says in the article, quote, "I didn't want to think that the President of the United States is a racial bigot, but Sunday left no doubt," end quote. Now, the reason George Conway's opinion is relevant is because he is married to one of Donald Trump's closest advisors, Kellyanne Conway, who was asked about her husband's views on Fox News overnight.
Your husband today penned a piece in the Washington Post. The title, "I Deny That Trump Is a Racist, Not Anymore." I know you've seen it. Do you agree with your husband?
Yes,
no, I totally disagree, but I work with this president. I know him. I know his heart. I know his actions. I know how much he has helped people of color. And I go by what people do, not what other people say about them. Respectfully, I'm not going to run around pointing out everybody's disagreements with the people in their lives. I sure could. I can point out people's disagreements with their former spouses, their current spouses and partners, their future spouses and partners. But I won't do that.
She gave similar comments at a press conference overnight outside the White House, which went from normal to abnormal very quickly. Have a listen.
The president said today he doesn't have a racist bone in his body. I've been by his side for over three straight years. People show their truth selves in private often enough. I have never, ever heard that man say anything untoward based on race.
If the president was not telling these four congresswomen to return to their supposed countries of origin, to which countries was he referring?
What's your ethnicity?
Why is that relevant?
No, because I'm asking a question. My ancestors are from Ireland and Italy.
My own ethnicity is not relevant to the question I'm asking.
No, it is, because you're asking about, he said, originally.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway there. If you haven't read the Washington Post profile of her and her husband, George, who has become one of the most prominent critics of President Trump, it was published last August. You should. It is quite an astonishing article, Fran.
And in regards to all of this, Paul from Pimble writes in, as predicted, Trump has unified the Democrat Party. He's now isolating and elevating the squad as the face of the party. The media is helping him tactically, reminiscent of 2016, which is why the squad are saying, leave it alone.
Yes, they are saying, move on, leave it alone.
Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan.